Hello everyone, my name is Michael Nanaya Onimo and welcome to the African Leadership Connect. Thank you for joining me on this episode where we continue our discussion on debt. In part one of our conversation, I looked into what debt is and we discussed what a debt-to-income ratio is. Specifically on the debt-to-income ratio, we delved into understanding what the DTI or debt-to-income ratio is, and most importantly, how to calculate your debt-to-income ratio. So in this particular episode, the part two, we are now going to look into debt, if it's important, and most importantly, how to deal with or reduce your personal debt. Thank you once again for joining me and welcome to part two of our conversation.
So the next critical question becomes, is debt important? This is more of, I would say, a philosophical question because it depends on your philosophical approach to financial management. There are the school of thought who believe that zero debt is the right way to go. And then there are those who also believe that you need some level of debt to help finance certain aspects of your life if there's a goal for that debt. I'm not coming here to delve into the philosophy of debt because this now comes to you at your individual level based on your upbringing, based on your beliefs, and based on what you see or you as an individual believe in. That's why I treat it more as a philosophical thing that has to be dealt with at the individual level. For some people, so far as it helps to solve some problems, it's okay. For some people, it's nope, I don't want to have debt. Everything I'm going to do, I will do with what I own or what I have in my hands. That is how people look at it. In the business section, debt is always or can be used as a way to expand or invest in new business, in new ideas, in new ventures and things like that. And that for them, that debt, the cost of the debt is way less than the returns that they are going to get from it. So in a business sense, let's say I go to the bank, I have a business that I am operating and then I need money to, let's say, expand my business from one region to another or to open up a new shop, but I don't have all the cash on me. So I go to a business and I tell them, hey, give me maybe some loan for 1 year, and the bank decides to give me the loan, let's say, at an interest, annual interest rate of, let's say, 18%. So, but before I went to the bank, I sat down and calculated that if I get this X amount of money, even at an interest rate of 15 or 18 or 20%, what returns am I going to get? What is this money going to work for me? And what returns is it going to bring to me? So let's say after doing my calculation, I realized that actually with that X amount of money, at the end of the year, it's actually going to bring me 100% return. So I'm going to double that money. So when I look at it and I look at how much it's going to cost me to get that debt of 20%, I'm more comfortable taking that debt because I know if everything goes to plan, I am going to easily pay off that debt and still get my 80% as profit. Now that is in the business sense. But in personal life, what we realize is maybe someone wants to build a home, someone wants to buy a car, someone wants to go to school, but they don't have all the money, so they go and take a loan. Now, that loan might not be bringing them immediate financial returns. In the sense of taking a loan for a home, you could say that if you can look at how much rent you are paying, and then how much are you going to pay towards that mortgage or that loan on it? And if you realize that you are even paying, let's say, equal what you are paying currently for your rent, but then now you know that money you are making every month is going towards your home. You are going to own the house. Someone can give you a good, that is good enough reason for me to take a loan. Sometimes emergencies come up and people don't have any emergency fund. Remember, in our previous episode, we delved slightly into what emergency fund is. So someone does not have that, but then there's a family emergency, there's a personal emergency, and they have to respond. They don't have the money, they go and then they borrow. So this is just an idea about the difference between the business loan and then our business debt and then the personal debt, and how some people might end up getting themselves into some personal debt. One thing I believe is very important to know is the cost of that debt to you. And I'm talking about the interest you have to pay. What is it going to cost you? I don't think there's anyone who is just going to give you the money for free and say, hey, you just pay me the money or things like that. Most of the time, if you are taking a loan or you are taking on debt, it comes with a cost, which is the interest rate. So you have to be very keen on understanding what is it going to cost me. Sometimes the interest rate might be low, but then because of the prolonged time it will take to pay off that debt, you realize that you are actually spending maybe a lot of the money in interest alone, because the interest rate might look low, but then you are paying it, for example, a mortgage over 20 years. You might find out that 5 years of that 20 is just going towards interest. And now 15% is what you are actually paying. So it's something that you have to have at the back of your head when you want to take on debt. As I told you, I'm not here to tell you whether debt is bad or don't take debt or what. It's a philosophical approach. It depends on you, the individual, and your belief system or your leanings in terms of whether debt is good or bad or how you can utilize debt to solve your problems. So I was talking about how you could be offered a very low interest rate over a long period of time, and you end up actually paying more interest than someone who was supposedly offered a much shorter interest payment period at a higher interest rate. But then you realize that since they are paying over a short period of time, their interest rate over the long term is cheaper than the one who actually took a long-term loan at a very low interest rate. So it's something that you have to consider. And when you decide to take on such debt, it's very important to have a financial advisor or an expert guide you through this. When I say an expert, it's not the guy who is giving you the loan or the lady giving you the loan or the institution giving you that loan. For them, they might offer you the rate that looks good for you, but for them, it's giving them more returns. So it's very good to have someone give you a second opinion and then help you understand the impact to your financial life. Because trust me, this is going to have an impact. Remember when we talked of budgeting and how you need to allocate your income towards some of these debts that you have. So that is how it's going to affect you, whether it's over a short period of time or over a long period of time. So that is something I just wanted to bring to your attention when it comes to debt. So this brings me to a very important section of this conversation, how to deal with debt or how to reduce your debt. And I would like to begin by saying that, like everything in life that is well thought of, you need to set a goal for yourself as the first way to get out of debt or to manage your debt. And when I say set goals, I mean set SMART goals: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. So instead of just saying, oh, I want to get out of debt, first, it's important to know your DTI. Like, okay, let's say my current DTI is at 41%. But then I set for myself that, okay, by the end, in 12 months' time, I want to reduce my DTI from, let's say, the 41% to, let's say, 30%. Now I have set a specific goal. It's measurable. It's attainable. It's not too far-fetched off. It's relevant. And then there's a time limit that I have put to it in 12 months. So currently, I know I am at 41%. I want to move from 41% to 30% in 12 months or in 1 year. Now I have set some tangible goal that I can now start working on. So as I mentioned, to get out of debt or to manage your debt, the first thing is set a SMART goal. So now that you've set a SMART goal, the next step is plan on how you are going to achieve the goal. It's one thing to set a goal and it's another thing to actually achieve the goal. And that is where planning comes in. So planning is very simple. I earlier on mentioned, I gave an example of I am at 41%. I need to get to 30% in 12 months. Then I now ask myself, how am I going to get there? For example, one way could be saying, let me reevaluate my current debt. For example, I'm paying, let's say, $120 for a house that I'm staying in or the family is living in. Can I move? Since I have a car, let's say, can I move a little bit, maybe 2 or 3 kilometers outside from where I'm staying, where it can reduce my, let's say, my rent by 40%, because it's a bit further off. Most people don't like to stay there, but because I have a car, it's still very accessible to me and the family. Therefore, if I'm able to move to that place, maybe I'm able to save an extra $40 a month, that or $20 or $30 a month that can go into repaying some of my debt. That could be one option. Another option could be to, let's say I have a car, maybe the distance from my office to my workplace, it's far, it's a bit far, but then I can still use public means to get there. And then one thing that a lot of people don't even realize about owning a car is most of the time people drive their car to office, park it for 8 hours, and then close from office and then drive it home. And then park it again for another 12 to 14 hours and then bring it back. So you see that they've taken a loan on the car, but then the car is not repaying itself. It just used to move from one place to another 5 days in a week. So one way someone can look at it would be to say, hey, okay, there are Ubers in major cities. If you're in a city, how do I make my car work for me? Since I'm paying a loan for it and it's not fully paid. Maybe when I'm going to the office, I drop the car at the office, someone will come and pick the car up and then use it as an Uber or as a taxi, let's say from 9 o'clock till 4 p.m. where they bring the car back to the office, and then I can now take the car at 5 p.m. and go home. So now you see, by doing that, between Monday and Friday, this car is working for you. Now, assume that in this period, this car is able to even bring you, let's say, $50 or $60 a week. You realize that actually the money you can make from something like that can help pay for the car loan on its own. So you realize that it has your income, you've increased your income. Instead of reducing your income by, let's say, reducing, maybe selling the car. It could be another option. Someone can decide that, okay, you know what? I'm not really utilizing this car. Let me sell off the money I get. Let me use it to pay off the car. Then at least I am at ground zero. I don't have to think about how do I repay this car loan or things like that. But it has helped to reduce my debt. So another person might think more of, okay, I have this debt, my income is fixed. Maybe let me look for other ways to make money. We've already talked about one option of someone using their car to do Uber during when they are at the office, someone is using it, and then during the weekend, they are driving the car themselves as Uber. There are so many times when I've been in other cities, I've used Uber, and then I meet bankers, I meet other professionals who are driving at night, and I ask them, and they're like, hey, I'm out of work. I decide to drive for the next 4 hours. The money that I'm making, it's able to buy fuel that can take me for the rest of the week. So people are doing that as a way. So you can look at other ways to increase your income, because now if your income is increased and then your debt stays the same, you'll find out that your debt has reduced in terms of the percentage. So let's say you decide that, okay, let me find some extra work that will even bring me an extra $150 a month. You will see that that will significantly reduce your DTI of 41% towards the 30% that you are targeting over that 12-month period. So that is about planning. How do I get from where I am right now, my current DTI that is high, to the DTI that I find acceptable? That is step two, planning on how to achieve your set goal. And one thing I want to talk about is planning is, it's okay to ask for help. Sometimes we feel that we know everything. You don't want to talk to a financial expert. But then, trust me, you can go to a financial expert and they can ask you to pay a small fee for the advice they are going to give you. But a lot of people are like, oh, it's just an advice. Why can't you give me? But trust me, it's worth it if you pay that small fee to make that change in your life, to come up with a solution that is going to help you move from where you are to where you want to be. So don't be stingy with the money, even though we are talking of money. It's an investment. You know that if I pay this person this fee, they are going to help me come up with a clear plan or strategy on how to achieve the set goal that I have set for myself. So that brings me to the third part of how to get out of debt or manage your debt, and that is implement, actually follow the plan. And this is the most difficult part. People can sit down, come up with strategies or do this, but the most crucial part is doing the talk. And this is where you have to actually do the talk. If you've realized that, hey, I part of my plan to move from 41% to 30% in 12 months requires me to do ABCD, follow those steps. I'm not saying it's going to be an easy walk, but it's going to be the decider between whether you are achieving your set goals or not. You can start off by taking those things that are much easier for you to do. Don't start with all of a sudden taking drastic measures, but look at those simple things that you can easily do on a month by month, on a day by day, on a week by week basis to help you get there. So take the small steps, but then the most crucial thing is follow the plan. Follow the plan, follow the plan, follow the plan, and you shall see the fruits that you bear. So remember, in order for you to achieve your set DTI or the goal that you have set for yourself in terms of debt, it will require some form of sacrifice. Yes, you have to pinch yourself in some areas to achieve those goals. So one thing I would like to remind you is don't allow societal pressure, family pressure, peer pressure, or things around you to get you into silly debt. If someone comes to you, for example, and is asking for money, and you don't have the money, don't say, oh, bad days, bad that, let me just, you know, do it. And then when it's going to put you into trouble. So what I want you to take note is there's going to require some form of sacrifice from you. You might have to stop going on some outings or on some activities in a short period, in a certain period of time. Because remember, we said we are setting smart goals. So you can know that, okay, for the next 6 months, this is how I'm going to live my life in order for me to achieve the goals that I have set for myself. Then you have to really, really follow it. Sometimes it's okay to say no to people if you know that you don't have the means or it's going to put you into more debt. It's okay to say no. They might not understand you, but you have some peace of mind to follow through your plan. So this is an FYI for you, something to take note of. And then trust me, this journey is going to be worth it. It might be a difficult journey, but always have the destination at the back of your head. No, picture where you want to be. Picture yourself being debt-free. Picture yourself in that particular ratio that you want to be. And then when you wake up in the morning, that is something that makes you excited to take that sacrifice. because you know at the end of the day it's going to get you there. If you look at the runners, if you look at the sports athletes, it's not what we see them do on the TV. That is what they do. They've done more practice than the actual races that they've run. And those involved a lot of sacrifices for them to be in that particular shape that they are. So, as someone on a journey to be debt-free or to reduce your debt, see yourself as that athlete who is running a race, and you have to practice 50 times, 100 times before a race. That is the sacrifice you have to make to be debt-free or to reduce on your debt. Be prepared to take it. Take it one step at a time. At the end of that period, sit back, recount what you've gone through, and then see the end result. And you are going to be very proud of yourself that you did it. Trust me, it's worth it. In order for you, we all know we talked about emergencies. So in order for you not to find yourself taking loans for emergencies and stuff, look to have something put aside for emergencies, like a savings for emergencies. I believe if you listen to my previous episode on budgeting, I talked about emergency funds, and look at how you can create an emergency fund of your own to make sure that you are not going into further debt. So this brings us to the end of this episode on debt. Join me next week as we talk about understanding net worth. What is your net worth as an individual? It's going to be a very interesting topic, and I want you to right now subscribe to all the channels, talk with Michael Nemo on the social media, on other podcast platforms, to make sure that you don't miss out on understanding net worth, because it's going to be a very interesting conversation. Thank you once again for joining me on the African Leadership Connect or Talk with Michael Nemo. Have a blessed week and see you next week.